Michiganstum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's Michiganstum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at Michiganstum.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Orion Physical Therapy.
When you work outside, when you play outside, you need a tough, durable smartphone. Check out the Cat S48C. Built with the same ruggedness of Cat equipment, this smartphone is waterproof, withstands drops in dust, screen breakage, and has long battery life. This September, Thumb Cellular has a great deal for you. Choose a Cat S48C and receive a free Cat power bank, a $65 value while supplies last. Plus, get a free month of service. And for the Samsung fans, save $100 on a Galaxy S9 Plus or Galaxy Note 9 while supplies last. Plus, a free month of service, too. In fact, anybody who upgrades their phone, adds a line, or switches to Thumb Cellular this September will get a free month of service. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more details or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular and find out why they're the talk of the thumb. Deals are valid through September 30th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back for tonight's game of the week. The Bad Axe Hatchets hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Kurt Damrow along with Stephen Kaczynski here for 102.1 FM Sports. So we're filling in for Clark Ramsey, who's on vacation with Sparty somewhere in the Bahamas. That's all. I've been watching the cable news shows. I haven't seen too much of The Secret Getaway.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm sure Clark, and guess what, Clark? It's warmer here than in wherever you're at. As we mentioned earlier, it's got to be mid-70s right now. But with the humidity, we're probably in the mid-80s. So these teams are going to be drinking a lot of water, hydrating, and sweating tonight.
They better. There's going to be a lot of cramping if those sidelines don't keep those boys hydrated.
And we see Eli Caban out there for active physical therapy, physical trainer here. He helps out with both teams. Great to see. And the coaches are now meeting at midfield with the referees. They go over their own pregame before we have the team captains come out to do midfield pregame.
Absolutely.
So we are at Bad Axe, 200 North Berry Road, 48413. Set your GPS and get down here for a big game. As we mentioned, the athletic director, Mike Bogan, here early and expecting a huge crowd for this Hatchet Laker traditional battle here at the field.
It is set to be one huge, huge game. Both, it's early in the season, but this absolutely has league title implications. Whoever wins this game is going to be looking very pretty when it comes to league title later on in the season, that is for sure.
Absolutely. And, boy, we're looking at listeners here on the World Wide Web. Let me mention, again, we're on 102.1 on your FM dial, or you can get a hold of your friends. Go to thumbnet.net, go to live, listen live, and you can listen to our broadcast on the World Wide Web anywhere around the world. And we've already picked up quite a few listeners. So we want to give, from myself and Stephen, a shout-out to everybody listening around the country and around the world, and especially to our servicemen and women who are listening, a shout-out from the Thumb area. Glad to have you with us. Claude Marsh Field, one of the oldest football fields in the state, over 100 years. The famous Claude Marsh, 1922 through 2005, the Golden Greek, that's who the field is named for here at Bad Axe Stadium. And we're going to bring you tonight's game. Field conditions, Stephen, look pretty good, actually, for that heavy downpour.
Oh, absolutely. This field, it looks great, as you said. The AD and everyone else, they were out here. They were checking this field. They were making sure that it is perfect conditions. There's nothing to worry about. And it is just looking out the screen right now. It is that rain kind of went away. The clouds went away. And right now, this is just perfect conditions for a great football game we are getting ready for right now.
I walked out around the field, and, boy, I'll tell you, it's been like a rock, these fields here the last couple of weeks. We haven't had nearly the rain. Last 24 hours, we've had some
Absolutely.
Rain. Had a good, a good downpour, which maybe that might have made the field a lot safer.
It absolutely helped.
Good traction.
For
it looks
sure.
good. But the field felt good. It didn't feel like a cement pad. So we can really see these guys do some hard hitting tonight. Our offense, we talked about what we're going to see a little bit, Stephen. We've been talking prior for the last couple hours off the air. Both teams running very similar offenses with the power wing.
Absolutely.
Different formations
yep.
of the wing. So it's going to be, that's what you mentioned, it's going to be a hard-hitting, beat-em-up game because both teams are used to practicing against their own team's offense, which is similar to their opponent tonight.
This game will be won in the trenches. Both, especially when you're looking at Lakers, That team, they will throw when they need to. But that team is a line it up. We're going to run it. And you know what we're going to do? Try to beat us. And Lakers this year, they have some horses in the backfield led by Mason Bowles, Garrett Bowles and Mason Dubes.
Mm-hmm.
They are great on that backfield. They have a big line. That line makes those running backs look good. And they put up a lot of points with that running offense. That is for sure.
And as you mentioned, the teams, the size of the teams, some of the little background of the teams. Bad Axe Hatchets over the last few years have really initiated a weight program.
Yes.
Craig McPhee, one of their coaches here from Bad Axe, started a weight program at least 2 years ago now, and they have been bringing the kids into the gym.
Absolutely.
And stressing their weight program, which has been evident with their team. They got a good turnout of numbers. They worked hard. They recruited more new players to bring them up to rebuild that Bad Axe team. But the biggest thing that Craig had told me before is we got to get in the weight room. You've got to teach these kids what it was like to play football. We used to live and die in the weight room. You got out of school, you went to the weight room. Before you went to school, you went to the weight room.
Absolutely.
Something that kind of got away. Bad Axe, heavy weight program.
Yes.
Lakers, we know, heavy-duty weight program.
Absolutely. Yeah. They have definitely – they've always been in the weight room, but these past few years they have made it a priority to get their teams in the weight room because they know that how important it is to build those muscles and get prepared for these battles like we're going to see tonight on Friday nights. It is very important to get your body ready and get beefed up for those games.
Lakers just played Reese.
Yes.
After the game, walking off the field, some of the Reese players, and it was closer on the field. Reese is a tough team. They're going to have a good team
this absolutely.
Year.
I mean, they are solid. Tough. They are absolutely solid.
Talking to the Reese players after that game, they were going, wow. These kids from Lakers, their biggest player said, that's the biggest, strongest man I've ever gone against. And at the time, then they were talking about 78 Blake Smithers.
Oh, he is a low.
The beast.
He is a beast, absolutely. Yeah. And with some of these teams, sometimes you'll see you might have a crew of five or six that might get in the weight room and everyone else says, you know, it's not worth it. It's not going to waste my time. Both of these teams, I know, the entire team gets in that weight room, and those weight rooms are packed. It is important to every single person on this field, and that's why these two teams are currently sitting where they're at. It is important to them.
Lakers offensive linemen, Gage Brownell, Colin Schutte, Colton Arvidas had a big game. Weston Bowles, Dawson Nagy, Garrett Fritz, Isaac Haley, Blake Smithers, JT Warren expected to also have a big game with his speed out there, a linebacker for the Lakers. Well, let's see. The lights are coming on, and I think we might be able to pull this game off tonight here.
We're getting closer to game time.
Yeah, it's looking like blue skies, and everything is actually heading off to the east. So we hope you come join us here at Claude Marsh Stadium here in Bad Axe. Again, Kurt Damereau with Stephen Kaczynski. We'll be bringing you tonight's play-by-play on Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being Sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Seapoint, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go to auto value store one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Canada,